It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, let's change things up here a little bit and let's talk about what's hot, what's not for the year. What did you find?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. For the second year in a row, cocoa was the leader. This year, it was up 206% over last year. And then breakfast got a little bit more expensive, too, as coffee was up 68%, orange juice was up 65%. And that was followed up by Bitcoin seeing about a 32% increase. Stock markets didn't do too bad either, as the NASDAQ was up about 19%, while the S&P was up 19%. Silver was up 16%, and the Dow came in only at an 8% increase. So those were kind of the big winners for the year.
What's driving that cocoa market?
A lot of it is just tight supplies. Right now, the Ivory Coast had a poor production, and they continue to see some issues. And that's really keeping to push that market. And that spills over to also push that coffee market a little bit as well.
What was not hot this year then?
Well, unfortunately, that was everything we deal with. And that's pretty much the grains. You know, you look at Minneapolis wheat, it was down 22% for the year. It was the big loser as far as the grains were concerned. Chicago wheat was down 19%. Kansas City was down 18%. We're looking at corn slipping. They were the best performers, down 11%, while soybeans were down 19%. You look at the meats, live cattle gained 4%, where you saw a 2% increase in the feeder cattle market, 5% in the hogs. Crude was up 3%, but when you look at what was the worst performance for the year, was uranium down 26% and lithium down 57%.
Interesting. Lithium, and we're making batteries out of those.
Exactly. So that kind of tells you that we're pushing away from EV vehicles maybe a little bit. As you've seen, you have lithium down hard. And then, of course, the grains because of big production in both the U.S. and potentially in South America.
Well, that's interesting, Randy. Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.